Some people here have some leaves. Can you wave them so we know who you are? Thank you. Those wise enough to arrive later haven't got them. There are some spare ones with nothing written on them. Each of those leaves, fig leaves, has something written on them about the effects of the use of armed drones. And our narrative today, our story, is that one in Mark where you've got the cursing of the fig tree, followed by the cleansing of the temple, followed by returning to see the fig tree withered. The fig tree is symbolic of the powers at the time for Jesus. And so what he was doing, what Mark was doing by telling us about the cursing of the fig tree, I think, was he was showing us that Jesus was engaging in what, when I was younger, was called spiritual warfare. So he was praying into a situation. He was then acting when he cleansed the temple, and then afterwards reflecting when he returned with the disciples to the tree. And so we're going to be doing all of those things today. We're going to be cursing the fig tree by praying and reflecting on the things the drones do. And then we're going to be looking at the sources of the power of this fig tree to see how we can make it wither. And we're going to be looking at that story in between to help us inform our action, that cleansing of the temple. The first bit of what we're going to do is we're going to be milling around. And when anything is moving on to something else, Al Barrett, very kindly, is going to be singing us into the next thing. So if you hear singing, whether from Al or someone else,
join in.
And it means we're moving on to the next thing, and then we'll stop and move on. What I'd like you to do then is, if you've got a fig leaf, have a look and see if you can work out how you could explain that and teach that to someone else. If you haven't got a fig leaf, find someone with one and ask them to explain what they've got there. And if you've had enough of having a fig leaf, then give it to the person. Say to them, do you understand that? And if they say, yeah, then just give it to them, whether they're telling the truth or not. And as we do that, rather than it all being passive and from me, we'll learn from one another and interpret and ask questions of one another. And we'll do that for about 5 or 10 minutes, depending how the buzz is. And as I say, there are spare leaves here if you want to have a look. And there are some briefings and documents on drones here as well, which I've put big notes in the margin if you want to find something out for yourself instead. So you can come and have a look at the briefings, find someone with a leaf, explain stuff, all of that. Everyone happy with that? Yeah? Now I've explained it. Good. In that case, let's do that. And there'll be some music a little bit over it so that we don't hear ourselves too much.
This one is increased likelihood of force. In other words, there seems to be a division between political process and what is happening on the ground, the people who authorise the use of drones. And this obviously gives too much responsibility to the people who are using the drones and prevents the political process from taking place. So we pray, Father, for politicians, that they may become aware of the situation and that their hearts may be moved to take responsible action.
Lord, I pray for justice instead of targeted assassinations, for peace and development rather than people being forced into terrorism. Amen.
Well, I pray that the names and faces and stories of the victims of drones will not be silenced and will not be invisible anymore, and that ignorance will not be an excuse for inaction. Civilian injuries and deaths. We pray against the lie of collateral damage. We pray that there will be a conviction of the guilt of those who lead attacks on those who are considered collateral damage. And we ask for a conviction of our own hearts, that we will see through the web of lies and secrecy around us.
this concerns secrecy about the accuracy of drones. Great spirits, mother and father to us all, we pray that what is hidden in darkness will be made clear, revealed in light. Amen.
In death covered up. Lord, on behalf of this country, I apologise that we have covered up innocent lives, and also we have seen American and UK and kind of Western lives as being more important than those in other countries in the developing world, and so we repent of that and choose to value each human being as you created them. Amen.
Dear God, we pray for the peacemakers and those involved in non-violent direct action against the arms trade. May your strength be with them.
Lord, we pray for the people of Pakistan and Afghanistan who live under the persistent threat of unarmed, unmanned systems and remote systems. They don't know where they're coming from, they don't know when they're coming, and they just live under this persistent threat every day and every night. And we just pray for their safety, and we pray that something will be done to stop all of this.
Lord, we pray for all those who are injured or killed and are the victims of the drones, especially women and children, who in no way can be regarded as not innocent, completely innocent. And we pray the fact that we have actually no way of knowing whether these perceived threats are genuine or not, because there is so much secrecy surrounding the use of drones on the areas where they are used.
Lord, we pray for the decision makers and the policy makers that they reveal the details of all UK drone strikes and take responsibility for the results of those strikes.
Drones generate new enemies. Lord, give us the courage to love our enemies, instead of finding ways to make new ones.
Spent £800 million on a contract for Watchkeeper drone, which is going to be used in Afghanistan. I'd like to pray that the government could think about better ways to use the money and to cease from the drones programme, particularly in Afghanistan.
In the wake of civilian deaths in March and May this year, I do pray for the families of those who were killed, but also pray for those who piloted the drones. Lord, change their hearts and those of their superiors.
Our intelligence agencies share information with the US to help them locate and identify drone targets in Pakistan our country has a shared guilt in this, and we are complicit in that. And we pray that actions, that information, that public pressure, public revulsion even, help to end this practice of supporting this these evil acts. Lord, we pray for certainty. We pray the suspicion of certainty. Thinking especially of times where we or those that represent us believe that they know the right thing to do. That's challenged. Extrajudicial killings, Lord help us not be too sure.
War without borders, Lord, we pray that the decision makers may come to understand that war launched from one part of the world to the other part of the world without the people knowing this is happening can be stopped, and we pray for those that are bringing the news of that to our own people.
Lord, help us all to do what is right.
So Jesus and the disciples went to Jerusalem and to the temple, and they saw what was happening there. And Jesus looked around, and he said, "That you have turned my Father's house from a house of prayer into a den of thieves." And he drove out the animals, and he turned over the tables of the moneylenders and blocked the entrances so no one could go out or come in. I don't think he could have done all that on his own, could he? He couldn't have been in all those places at the same time, all the entrances and the exits, and the tables, and with the animals. I suspect he had help. And I suspect that he and the disciples must have planned this beforehand and decided what they were going to do, worked out who was going to do what, and then timed it so that they could do it before someone would stop them. Jesus prayed, he cursed the fig tree, and then he acted. He had first to work out what were the roots that were nourishing the fig tree. Because in order to thrive, the tree is going to need to have that nourishment, both from above and from below. What I'm inviting you to do, I'm a terrible parasite when it comes to workshops, and what I'm inviting you to do is to get into groups of about 10 or 12, and to ask one another what you think are the roots that are nourishing the systems, the powers of drone warfare. You might come up with things that that seem right but aren't right, and you might come up with things that no one else has come up with or everyone else does. Either way is fine. And in your groups, you'll have a couple of pieces of paper to write on one or both sides what you think the roots of drone warfare are. And then, after we've all had those conversations in our groups, we can do similarly to with the leaves, bring the roots of drone warfare together at the tree and pray again. And so this time, pray for those who will act in order to bring down the fig tree of drone warfare. So I invite you then to get into these groups of about 10 or 12 and ask, what are the roots of drone warfare?
We look to you for guidance instead of the media, and for the truth as opposed to hype. And Lord, we pray for all the people who, all of us, in the dishonesty that goes around war, especially drone warfare, and the dishonesty that goes with the hidden casualties and the dishonesty that goes with the people that have to push the buttons, the dishonesty that goes with the administration and the use of wealth.
We pray for governments, politicians, people of power who influence decisions that are made. We pray that saving money or making money, and the economic aspect is not the major cause, major reason when they make these decisions.
Our own complicity in the use of drones and our consumerist approach to news that leads to desensitisation, so that we don't see the evil in the actions that are committed, and that we almost come to expect it.
Identified patriotism and jingoism, and also militarism and our hero worship of the military. And I'd like us to reflect for a moment on ways in which we can make it clear to those around us that we see the national boundaries as arbitrary boundaries, that the whole world is God's creation, loved by God. And help us too to be aware of all the pain and brokenness within the military itself, and the moral injury that there is amongst the armed forces. Amen.
We're sick of seeing our own soldiers coming home injured and maimed. But Lord, we pray that that good instinct isn't corrupted into a desire for risk-free and cost-free warfare, but becomes a burning desire for peace.
Lord, together in Jesus' name, we pray against our self-centeredness that leads us into such small knowledge of the world community that we fear and hate
before we love and notice. Forgive us our self-centeredness and remove it from us, Lord. In Jesus' name. I pray that you will break down the fear of dissent and of questioning the status quo and the systems that are in place, and pray that you will send more people to stick their head above the parapet and say what is the majority is not necessarily right.
Technological ability and sanitation of war. Lord, I'm not sure the war can ever be sanitised, but we can delude ourselves by being miles away and pressing a button. And we pray that pray against the misuse of technological ability. Pray that those that are using it would realise what they're doing and perhaps instead think of positive uses of such technology.
Lord, these roots are a tangle of powerful influence. Well, based on capitalism, the ethic of profit and loss, a tangle of racism and cowardice, of ignorance and unquestioning naivety. But underneath this is fear. Fear that in your world there is not enough to go round. Fear that encourages us to hold on with both hands at the expense of others. Replace that fear with your perfect love.
The roots are leaving decisions just to political leaders and the normalization of evil. Lord, in a world of specialization, it's easy to think, let's leave it to the politicians. They know what to do. We've elected them. They have the knowledge. They have the expertise. And we can only pray for them, but we can do little. Pray, Lord, for courage. Do more. Challenge to think ourselves, and also with regards to normalization of evil, Lord, we almost act as if evil was first, that evil is already there and we can only fail about trying to resist it. Let us reclaim the truth that good, that you come before evil.
I know there will be others, but do put them down in a while, and that's fine. And we can add them as well. Dorothy Day, co-founder of the Catholic Worker Movement, said that our problems stem from our acceptance of this filthy, rotten system. And the invitation today, then, is to find ways not to accept this filthy, rotten system. What I'd like you to do in a moment is to turn to someone near you and ask them what they might do next. As a result of the prayers that we've prayed today. And thank you so much for getting stuck and getting involved in all of that. And then when you've done that, I invite you to write down on one of these postcards I've got what you're going to do. And if you're willing to put your address on the other side, I'll post them to you next week. So just a little nudge. When you think about what you might do, there are the things that can be done from home, like writing to our politicians or emailing them, speaking to people locally and in churches. But and other things that you'll think of, there's also an anti-drones week taking place in October, And what date does it actually start? Where's Virginia? Don't you know? Is it the 6th? It's the day, okay, the 7th of October is the beginning of Anti-Drones Week, which is the day that 6 of us will be putting drones on trial at Lincoln Magistrates. So there are things you might do that week. If you need a speaker for that week, there are going to be people in and around from London up to Mansfield and further. So if you need a speaker, then get in touch about that and we'll find somebody. And there may be other things you want to do. There's also an arms fair where all of the arms dealers will be getting together on the 5th to the 10th of September in London at the XL building. 8th to the 13th, not the 5th to the 10th. So there's a few things that you might want to think about. Now, being wildly optimistic, I've brought 30 postcards. And there are about 75 of you. So Al has had a brilliant idea. There are some post-it notes. If you can't get a postcard, but you still want to be sent something, if you write your action on one side of the post-it note and your address on the other, then I'll figure a way to send you something from that. But if it helps, ask someone first, what are you going to do? And then you can write it down, and we'll put the postcards and post-it notes around here. And then we'll gather in about 5 or 10 minutes for a final blessing, if you're still here. Unfortunately, we have to be out on time, and so we'll have a final blessing, and then this, which gives you a bit of time to just write what you want to write and place it there before you go. So I'll hand over to Al for the final blessing.
Would you like to stand, if you're able, where you are? Very simple. It uses your bodies, and the words, hopefully, are fairly memorable. It goes something like this. God blesses us with love. We bless one another with strength, and we bless the world with peace. Can we try that together? God blesses us with love. We bless one another with strength. We bless the world with peace. Amen.
Thank you, everyone. We've got a few minutes to write up, and then thank you for coming and taking part. Oh, you can talk to me in the book tent at 4:30 if you want to as well.